Welcome to my kitchen. We have bananas and avocados. Do you remember Vine?
Greetings, Earthlings. Welcome to the first podcast. I am your host, Blard, from Sector Sargon 7. And with me today is Earthlings named Spigato and Cheese. Why don't you guys introduce yourselves?
TJ, why are you eating?
Can you stop fucking eating on the podcast, dude, just for like a second?
Why are you... Okay, I swear to fucking God, every time we're in voice chat, TJ, you're always eating.
I know.
And yet you're, like, so fucking skinny. You weigh, like, a buck.
Yeah.
If that. You weigh, like, 100 pounds. That's it. And you're always eating. You're just like... Let me give the audience some fucking ASMR. Yeah,
he eats, but he doesn't actually swallow, starving. Is the thing.
I think he just chews the food and then he spits it in a garbage can.
Yeah, he just kind of like gums it in his mouth and then just kind of...
Why didn't you eat before the show?
TJ, you've had like 7 hours
Done.
Oh, now that we've actually started, you're done?
All right, Earthlings, introduce yourselves.
Hey guys, welcome back to the first podcast. Today I have Lars from Norway and... Mr. McFatty over there eating every episode. TJ, welcome back to the show. We're glad to be here. Lars and TJ discovered this thing called AI-generated voice mod, and I hate it. All right, actually, speaking of funny, I prepared some jokes for you guys. Would you like to joke night?
No, hold on. Yeah, before we do that, TJ, can you get your fucking energy up? Jesus Christ. Can you participate in the podcast at all? I have some topics, by the way, if you guys want to get into them.
Before we do that, do you guys mind taking a seat and letting me do just 2 stand-up comic jokes?
Okay.
Why did Sally fall off the swing?
Why, Spaghetto?
Because she didn't have any arms. All right, I got one more joke for you guys. What happens when you lose a stroller with a baby in it? It's a missed carriage.
Stop.
Okay.
Get it?
God, we're literally going to lose all of our fucking fans, dude. Oh my God. Okay. All right. Let's actually cut all of that. Let's start over now. Okay.
Yes.
No, I liked that bit. It was terrible.
It was. Okay. All right, so, first of all, before I just, like, really, really brutally insult him, I'm going to go ahead and give credit where credit is due to Treston, my friend on the podcast, because I watched the early release of the Vampire Survivors video that we did, the first in a series of probably 8 or 9 at this point, and there was a part in the beginning, which I had forgotten that happened, where, Spaghetti, you were introducing us on the video, but you swore in the beginning, and I ended up saying ad-friendly, but I didn't realize you had me turned up to, like, 200%.
Heyo, Spaghetti here, and welcome back to another video. I actually have my first guest on the channel that I have had in a long-ass time, and his name is Lars from Norway.
Ad-friendly, Treston!
Can we go 5 minutes without you assaulting my eardrums? That hurts so bad.
Sorry. And the way that you reacted, I was sitting there in bed at night watching this, and I was literally like ruffle coptering all over the sheets. It was one of the funniest things I've heard in a very, very long time.
I also forgot how loud you were, and I went and played it back last night.
Lars just aged himself by saying Rafflecopter.
All right, so if you've heard that and you want to hear more, go to discord.t1podcast.com. Sorry.
If you've heard that and you want to hear more, go to patreon.com/t1podcast, where the two of us have teamed up, because we're going to start releasing Treston's videos early on there, and it really helps support him.
So please support me.
So really, really good job with that, and good job with the edit, TJ. And now, to kind of turn it around, Treston said something yesterday So Treston said something yesterday in a voice chat that was one of the... Here's how I'm going to express it. It was the whitest thing I have ever heard someone say, ever. And before I do that, TJ, go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hello, everyone. I'm Scott, president of Domino's Pizza. Have you heard of Hatsune Miku?
I was trying to be nice. I'm just going to do something real quick.
There we go.
I didn't even kick him that time. Okay. All right. So can we... Okay, let's make a pact. Okay, no one kicks anyone for the rest of the episode. No more soundboard. No more... Let's just relax, okay? I feel like we just put the Beef Boys to shame with the audio cancer on that last first 15 minutes. Jesus Christ!
Yeah, after this episode, I'm never using the soundboard again.
Yeah. Can we do the podcast?
I'm just gonna quit.
Can we do the podcast episode now? Okay. All right. So Spaghetto was sitting there in voice chat with me and Table, and he said the following sentence verbatim. I'm glad that Fresca isn't too overwhelming.
Okay, hold on. Hold on, Lars, okay? Are you holding on?
Yes.
Okay. Do you want to know why I said that?
I would. I would like to know the context of this.
I like to drink carbonated things when I feel nauseous.
Mm-hmm.
And Fresca is something that is not too sugary and doesn't taste too, like, you know, sweet. Or, like, the carbonation, it's, like, not too strong to where it doesn't make me want to throw up more. So drinking it helps with the nausea. That's why I said I'm glad it's not too overwhelming. Thank you.
Okay. All right.
Slandering me on my own podcast.
TJ, it would be nice if you could add some participation to the... I was trying to include
every time I participate, you kick me out of the server.
Oh, ooh, I'm sensing some tension. Are we going to have some drama on the Keemstar podcast today?
Oh, drama alert nation.
What's up, Drama Alert Nation? I'm your host, Killer Keemstar. Let's get right into the news.
There he is. He's back. No, I brought TJ back. All I had to do was do a reference.
Okay. All right.
You can reference my fist in your face.
This is the worst episode of the podcast so far. Like, by far. Let's... So, I have topics in mind, but Spaghetto, you were wanting to get some, right?
No, I mean, I'm good with whatever order we do the show in. I don't care as long as I say at least one thing.
Okay, because I was going to want to talk about power dynamics, but what do you guys got?
Oh, I don't want to start the episode with something that heavy.
Okay.
I think the topics I was considering might be a little bit too serious to start with.
All right. Well, how about both of you guys say your topics at the same time? Go ahead.
I'm not doing that. That's going to be terrible. It's a terrible idea.
I'm just trying to liven things up.
Okay, I'll go first, TJ, so we can hit the hard hitting. So we can get the hard hitting podcasting later in the episode. You guys ever have that feeling? Good. Oh my. Okay, so anyways, you guys ever get that feeling where you start to feel something and you're just like, oh no, I need to take care of that feeling. And you kind of put it off, and you put it off, and you keep putting it off. And eventually, that feeling is overwhelming. It is like something that is so insurmountable that you just can't put off any longer. when you realize I have to piss.
I do this all the time.
I really need to piss. But lately, for some reason, the longer I put it off, it just goes away and then I don't have to piss anymore.
Yeah, this happens to me a lot with ADHD meds, because if you have to pee but you're sitting on the computer and doing like YouTube work or something, if you take your ADHD meds, eventually the urge to pee goes away for 6 hours. So yeah, I'm actually serious. Like this is something that I deal with every day.
Yeah, or like you're so focused on what you're doing, like you don't remember that you have to go to the bathroom, and then 6 hours has passed, and you're like,
I've got to pee.
Yeah, no, it's weird. Yeah, and you, that's why, like, every time I have to go pee, like I tell the people I live with, I gotta pee, and I burst through the door and I'm like race to the bathroom, because it's like, I get so dialed into content creation that like my biological functions get neglected, and it's
I would like to just ask your roommates the weird ass shit you announce.
It's mostly just I have to poop and I have to pee.
So there hasn't been I have to come yet?
No, I'm gonna bleep that part. Anyway, let's move on.
Let's bring it back in.
TJ, can you say something that isn't like completely passive and like submissive and breedable for a second? And like actively contribute to the podcast.
What the fuck, Lars?
I actually had cut out for 10 seconds, so I didn't know what the conversation was about.
Okay. Have you ever been so, well, you would know, because you've been editing for the podcast a little bit and for Tristan's channel. Are you okay? Buddy?
The second you said TJ was submissive and breedable, someone left the call.
Oh. Yeah, I've noticed we've had a bunch of people trickle in, but they keep leaving over at because we have all the server boost now, discord.gg/thefirstpodcast.
Oh my gosh, that sounds so sexy. Say it again, Lars.
Yeah, we don't have to do discord.t1podcast.com anymore. We have an official URL. Like, we're actually we have Discord hero status level 100. Discord.gg. You right there, bud? Something about that URL that was really funny.
I don't know why. Oh.
I think Tress is going to have a laughing fit the entire episode.
Hey, guess what the banner says, TJ, on our Discord server?
Oh.
Did you not notice that until now?
Negra Arroyo Lane. Do you know what the address is from?
Did you not notice that? Yeah, I changed that like a week ago, bud.
TJ, what is the address from?
It's from The Walking Dead.
All right, discord.gg.
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay,
are you sure you took your medication?
Yes, I took my medication.
Yeah, I noticed that this is 4:20, by the way. Right now we're recording this on 4:20:23. I think I see what's up.
Oh my gosh, my cat just hit my door and it scared the living shit out of me.
Yeah, anxiety and fear is one of the symptoms of weed, so that makes sense.
I am not smoking marijuana.
Tristan, you thought that the...
Smoking doink out here in Amish?
Yeah, you thought that the URL for the server was hilarious. You are definitely smoking doinks in Amish.
Okay, do you want to know why I thought that?
Yes.
I had serious insomnia last night because I didn't get my medication, so I feel absolutely batshit crazy and lightheaded right now from the lack of sleep, but I'm having a good time.
So you've been hitting the goofy sauce?
Oh, I'm not hitting the goofy sauce. I'm drinking it.
I am the goofy sauce.
Okay, this is terrible.
Yeah, I just tried to give out our new URL. I was like proud of it because, like, you know, the server's doing well. like the fan community's been healthy lately.
And then I'm over here just laughing at this URL.
I was trying to put in a good show.
I think
okay.
I think Tristan is having his Joker moment.
Yeah, he really is.
Okay, I'm not gonna laugh again. I'm not gonna laugh again. Okay.
Okay. Whew.
One of the audience members asked us if we could talk about the Mario movie. Would you guys like to fly into that topic and say wahoo as we go?
Hello, Mario.
Hello, it's me, Mario. Woohoo!
So wait, did Laura see the Mario movie?
No, I haven't seen it yet.
So how are we going to talk about it if he hasn't seen it?
It's okay. So TJ and I, we decided to take a little adventure. I was like, hey, TJ. And then he finally answered the phone and he was just like, what? And then I was like, hey, do you want to watch the Mario movie? And he's just like, okay, sure. So then I think I picked you up or you came over to my house and then I drove you to the Mario movie. And then we went and saw the Mario movie, and every single time there was anything on the screen, I was like, hey, TJ, that's a Goomba from the hit Mario game Super Mario Brothers that was originated in the arcade. And TJ is just like, yes, I know what a Goomba is. And I'm like, okay, TJ, did you know that that's Bowser, the main antagonist in the Mario franchise? And TJ's like, yes, I know who Bowser is. And we kept watching the movie, and it was really good. And this is a very minor spoiler, but Bowser/Jack Black has the most beautiful and amazing song about Princess Peach. And it's amazing. Like,
bitches, 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 bitches.
I don't know why he dedicated like his best voice acting I've ever heard him do to this role, but you can't beat it. We also watched Dungeons and Dragons and John Wick. Both of those movies were fantastic as well, but the Mario movie it ignited something inside me that I felt as a child, which was just wonder and just warm fuzziness. The movie...
Cringe.
It's not... Hold on, TJ. The movie, it's not perfect. It's not like groundbreaking or anything, but it's just genuine fun, and the animation and the world is just beautiful, and it's honestly something worth seeing. Like, it's a very good time. And the music is very good. Aside for the random, like, for some reason in the Mario movie, they threw in like random 80s rock songs for no reason. And it was very jarring. So, yeah. Anyways, the Mario movie, very good. Highly recommend it. 8 out of 10.
I'm actually happy to discuss it. I'm actually pleased that it's come out. Because I know that ever since the Mario movie in the 90s was a thing that
We're the Mario Brothers. Where plumbing's a game.
With the basically the uncertainty of Nintendo movies ever happening again after that piece of shit. I'm just glad to see that the movie actually came together. And it's made over a billion dollars
already.
Yeah. I'm happy for like video games kind of having like a bit of a renaissance lately in the theaters where it's like you know, like shows and movies are starting to be not terrible when they're based on a game. You know what I mean? Like not perfect, but
I will die on this hill. The Castlevania Netflix show was amazing.
Yeah. And there's like The Witcher. It's pretty good, I hear. And then I actually watched the Last of Us. It was awesome. And it's like, I don't know. Like there's something in the water at the moment. And it pleases me to hear this.
And the Sonic movies actually weren't bad either.
Mm hmm. Yeah, I heard they were pretty good.
And a bit of a more like lesser known video game anime / Netflix show that's actually really good is Dragon's Dogma. Like they made a show on it. And I don't know why it kind of like slipped under the radar, but the show is fantastic.
I will say that the critical reception to the movie is really weird because it seems like a lot of people
He said critical. Let's TJ, go ahead.
What I see is just like a lot of critics I've seen seem to be on the older end, and they don't really seem to get the appeal of a video game movie or know how to have any fun. And I just see I saw some reactions like, this is the worst movie I've ever seen. Or like, there was one guy that was like, I can't believe the Mario movie is making $1 billion at the box office. That's a bad thing. And it's going to, because the movie was mid, and it's going to lead to a bunch of really bad video game adaptations now or something.
No.
Yeah, I saw an article like that. I was like, what the fuck is this?
Are you kidding me? I will gladly take mid at this point when it comes to video game movies.
The movie's not mid though. It's just, I will admit,
it's not.
It's just,
but
it's for the fans. It's not really like cinematically, it's not like a jawbreaker, like a great movie.
I mean, I've seen similar reactions to the Sonic movies, because there was like when the second one came out, I saw this really weird reaction where you know how like Sonic and Knuckles are voiced by celebrity voice actors, but they had Tails retain his voice actor from the games. And some of the critics are like, well, Tails just makes everything sound like a Saturday morning cartoon for kids. And I'm like, what are you looking for? Like, they're saying that they liked Ben Schwartz and Idris Elba, but then they knock on the actual voice actor. And I'm like, did you just want all celebrities in the cast? Okay, I guess that's why they do. Because apparently the critics don't like it when you put a real voice actor in the role.
You know,
I don't get it.
No, but Tristan, you were saying earlier, by the way, that the movie wasn't mid. What I was saying though is I will take mid at this point because it's better than what we were getting in the 90s and the 2000s.
Dude, let's watch the Street Fighter movie.
So I'm gonna link what I'm talking about. So this isn't even some podunk obscure article. This was on fucking AV Club, and it popped up in my Google feed. And I like when I read it, I was like, "Is this person? This person have a brain deficiency?"
Okay, Jesus. Okay. To be fair, this is from the AV Club, which is it's like the most motley crew of like brain dead moron knuckleheads that write for that.
I want to look at the article and read the worst quote. So, I don't know why, but this line really stuck out to me in the AV Club article. TV's already primed the pump with The Last of Us show, but if Mario breaks a billion, the next thing you know, they're going to give Crash Bandicoot a movie. Do you want that, people? Do you want to hear Timothy Chalamet's Crash Bandicoot voice? Because that's really what we're careening towards now. Spyro the Dragon, the movie. Banjo-Kazooie. Fucking Bubsy. We're opening Pandora's box here.
I don't think there would be a Bubsy.
And
movie,
Arrow the Acrobat is lurking at the bottom. Turn back before all is lost.
Arrow the Acrobat? That is the most obscure thing you could pull out of your ass. I know what it is, but nobody else knows what that is.
Why does he think Bubsy is going to get a movie?
Can we start a petition to just end the AV Club? Just like entirely?
Hey, did you hear that BuzzFeed News is ending?
Oh, that's actually like, I have mixed feelings on that, because they've done some good work. Spaghetto, just to be clear, you realize that there's a difference between BuzzFeed, the shitty clickbait website, and then the separate website BuzzFeed News, right? Like they're completely
BuzzFeed is not 100% listicles or shitty news.
Okay, I did not know that.
Yeah, no, BuzzFeed News actually did a lot of hard-hitting stuff during the Trump administration. They were actually respected for some time.
It's not 100% clickbait.
Yeah. It's just that they were infamous in the mid-2010s for also having a listicle side that was terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think that GJ will probably agree that the AV Club is the entirety of the music and TV and movie critic industries all jumping up its own ass and dying, and then just spewing just a fart of shit out.
And Lars, you said fart. You know what that means?
There's a few websites, journalistic in quotation mark, websites that I'm not particularly fond of, because a lot of times they just spew out bullshit. Like CBR, you know, Comic Book Resource is one of them. Like, yeah, you know how if you have your, like, if you use Chrome or something and you get like a Google on your phone, it will just, it'll just like recommend you like the most cancer articles at you just because its algorithm thinks that, oh, you like this subject. Dude. So I'm going to push all these dumb clickbait articles about Tom Holland or just whatever. Yeah. Yeah.
When did Chrome get this? I noticed that Chrome on mobile does have this weird thing where it gives you the worst kind of like literally just clickbait nonsense whenever you open mm-hmm. the app. I switched to Brave on my phone for mostly because I was tired of all the ads. But yeah, what happened to Chrome on mobile? It used to be good.
I think it's the same problem that the Google search engine's been going through, where it's just pushing more. It just pushes more ads and more stuff that is basically SEO bait, basically.
Yeah.
It's not pushing the actual results that you want.
I hate ads just in general. I know that's like, I know that's like saying, oh, I hate racism, but it's like, I hate ads.
What the fuck? What? You know, hold up.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to pull it back into that. How does that relate?
Can you take your tits and put them down for a second? I'm happy to explain that.
What does that mean? What does that mean, Lars?
Yes, but can you chill for a second? Because there's a reason I said that. Okay. When you say, well, I hate racism, it's like an obvious statement. Like, yeah, we know. It's like me saying, like, I hate ads. It's not like I realize that's not like an original like statement that's like going to change the world or anything. But I don't know. Like, I really hate ads more than I like. It's been building up inside of me. Like, I hate the idea that someone can just like come into my room and just tell me to buy stuff. I don't know. I don't like it. It's just so dumb. And I try to get rid of it as much as I can. I've actually been thinking about installing a pie hole so I can get that I can do that ad block literally on our network entirely. So I just never have to see another stupid ad. I don't know. I'm sick of it.
Yeah, this morning I got the new Burger King ad where it's like Whopper $4.69, Whopper, and I'm like, please stop, just stop, please. And it was an unskippable ad.
New at Burger King, you can fuck this burger.
Yeah, and I understand that this is how the world works, and like obviously we get sponsored on the podcast sometimes. It's fine, it's fine. I just don't. Let's just continue. Go, move on.
You're hyperventilating.
I just hate ads.
It's okay, Lars. Breathe. Just breathe. Yep.
Mm-hmm. I'm fine. Yep. I'm fine. I'm fine.
Yes, you are.
I'm fine. I'm fine.
Well, they like the.
Hey, TJ, you're cutting out really bad, my guy.
Yeah, it's like you said. Where's the rest of the episodes?
Hello. Is this better?
Yes, you're good. All right. On that note, Lars, would you like to jump into some of your most hard-hitting and journalistic topics for this show today?
It's a bummer because like some of the stuff in the beginning I was kind of hoping to get TJ's take on, but he kind of just said, yeah.
All right. Can you repeat what you said in the beginning so I could give an actual take?
Okay. Well, for starters, I wanted to talk about Tristan with the Fresco thing.
It like the way you described it, it just sounded like he thought it was too spicy.
I did not say that.
No, I know, it's the carbonation. I know.
It makes my nose burn.
It makes my tummy hurt. Ooh.
Fuck you. Yeah, there, I said it. I said it like a man. Fuck you.
Oh, yeah, it was interesting, by the way. We hired a new mod for the server. Because we mainly had people who were moderating for us that were here during the European hours, and that's great, but it doesn't help a podcast where everyone's in the Pacific time zone so much. So we ended up getting someone who's been very helpful. Her name is BunnyGirl93 on all social media. I'll go ahead and give her a shout out because she's been very helpful so far. But her actual name is Lizzie, and Lizzie was sitting with us, and she was sitting there in the chat, and she was like, "You know what, Tristan? You got a gay affectation about you, you know?" And Tristan was like, "What?" And she proceeded to really dress him down, I think, metaphorically. Not literally, but just kind of like went deep into all of his insecurities and just like it was something.
He basically got emasculated.
Yeah, do you want to talk about that, Tristan?
Now everyone's calling me gay, you asshole.
I was like, I saw that notification. I was like, what? Paradigm's coming after you.
Someone in the chat at discord.gg/thefirstpodcast says he does have a gay aura around him.
Is it like the aura from Pokemon? He's like Lucario, but it's like,
yeah, Lucario but gay. Yeah.
Oh, he left. Oh, he's in the audience. He's hiding.
Okay. Oh, Jesus.
He's like,
okay.
he's like Aaron from Lucario and the Mystery of Mew.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say Aaron from Game Grumps. Okay. I have heard from some people that the Vampire Survivors videos have a nice Game Grumps feel to them. Tristan, you can come back in. Tristan, we're sorry. Tristan, we're gay too. Don't worry about it. We're the gayest podcast ever. You all right, Tristan?
No, it's fine. I just don't want everyone coming after me for my insecurities all at once.
Are you sitting in the corner in a fetal position crying?
No, I'm trying not to move my chair too much because it squeaks.
Oh, she said, yeah, she was talking about how you like sit in your chair and like,
oh,
how you say,
"Oh my fucking god."
She did. She's like, how you say motherfucker, stuff like that. That's okay, though. There's nothing wrong with having a gay affectation.
You scared him off again.
Tristan, like, to be completely honest, though, yeah, please come back. Okay, so here's my theory, though, okay? If you're into dudes, it would probably behoove you to, like, kind of, like, give that off as a vibe. Like,
dudes, they'll send me the nudes.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's like, If you're into men or, as a man, you don't want to send the signal that you're into women, right? Like, that's
four big guys and they busted in my eyes. They eat my ass just like apple pie.
Are you trying to do your best? Tristan has turned his camera on. Are you trying to do like your best? What are you doing, man?
Oh, he's crying on camera. Oh, oh no. Okay.
Wait, no, I'm being serious. It's like I've thought about this like here and there myself, like. Like, I'm into women, so, like, I don't want to appear gay because, like, I don't want to, like, lose out on my chance to meet, like, the love of my life because they thought that I was into men. Same thing with like, if you're gay, you'd want people to think you're gay, right? Because it's, like, you wouldn't want to lose the chance.
But I told you I'm not gay.
Oh, no, I'm talking about hypothetically. Like, just, like, a person. I'm not talking about
anyone
spaghetti.
That's going to listen to this episode is just going to be
Tristan,
like, that bitch is fucking lying.
Tristan, I'm not talking about spaghetti. Actively, I'm talking about spaghetto in the abstract, just like
the concept of spaghetto.
Yeah,
there is no concept. Now I don't even want to tell my gay Walmart story.
Oh, speaking of which, yeah, yes, please. Yeah, you've been dick teasing that for a couple weeks now. Can you please tell the gay Walmart story?
All right, it's fine. Just give. All right, entertain the audience for 30 seconds, and then we'll go.
Okay. If anyone's listening into the audience, if you would like us to give an answer to a question, go ahead and type it in the chat, by the way.
Paradot is typing.
Whenever Paradot starts typing, my butthole starts clenching. I gotta be honest, but...
Table asks, am I an epic gamer?
No. Now, if you have to ask...
Sorry. BunnyGirl93 wants chicken.
Well, yeah, TJ's here. He would be the one who would be able to provide it.
Lars, you can't say that.
No, wait, stop. Before this train gets out of the station. No. TJ bought a lot of chicken yesterday. He's been eating it continuously.
You can't say that. TJ's the only black host.
What, so he's not allowed to like chicken?
No, you're not allowed to say, oh yeah, if you want chicken, get it from our only black host
on the show.
He literally
bought chicken yesterday. We were talking about this in the voice chat. He was making disgusting noises.
That's irrelevant. That's just like TJ.
How is that irrelevant? How is it irrelevant that that's what he actually bought?
That is irrelevant. That's like me saying, hey, Lars, even though you're Mexican, everyone, you could get tacos from him.
Well, if I was Mexican, you probably could, because I would make delicious tacos, because I'm actually good at
podcasting. You promised no more voice changer!
We just lost someone. Oh, goddammit. Anyway.
It's like he's, like, raging in a Call of Duty game.
Yeah. I should adjust the mic quality in the background, in the editing room, to have it, like, Turtle Beach level.
Oh, my throat hurts so bad now.
Yeah, why did you do that?
Because to prove a point.
Are you going to sound like the rest of the episode?
Hold on, let me drink some water.
Are you going to... Oh, you should tell your gay Walmart story like this. This would actually help with the the ambiance.
Hello! Okay, that's a little bit better.
I went to Walmart one time.
Okay.
Guys, I'm a reviewer of the Mario movie. I'm out of touch with societal trends. Oh! Oy vey.
Spaghetto.
Hello?
That would be your cue to respond, Spaghetto, like a normal person.
Spaghetti.
Hello, it is me, Spaghetto, from the first podcast.
Why don't you tell them a little bit about the new events on the Patreon, because you and I have been hooking up on there.
Hey, oh, Spaghetto here. Ignore my voice, it hurts. Check out the Patreon, because Lars from Norway is combining the Patreon with Spaghetto.co, and we are going to be releasing content on there simultaneously. And if you want early viewing privileges to my videos from here on out, I will be putting that on Patreon. And some of the videos may even include Lars himself.
Yeah, he and I, like I've been saying, we've been making our way through Vampire Survivors, and Tressen has this thing where he couldn't quite beat level 1 for most of the day, and we were recording for like 8 straight hours, and he just couldn't do it, and he tried, 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 and he tried. And he tried, and he tried, and he tried, and he tried, and he tried.
Okay, we tried, fucking get it.
And he tried.
Okay, we get it.
So Tristan,
I understand.
Tried,
I'm not good at
tried,
the game.
And he tried.
You know what? I'm booting it up right now.
Okay, we can record after the podcast. But yeah, you probably should make up for it. But yeah, it's actually been very entertaining, because one of the things that I've been doing since it's a one-player game is I've been doing everything I humanly possibly can to disrupt him. Like, just saying, just like the worst of like off-color, like semi-cancelable stuff that like, it's okay because I'm a guest on his channel.
Don't you say it.
And it's like, well, they'll find out when they watch these videos.
Don't you say the thing you told me you would not say anymore.
What would that be?
You know what I'm talking about, you son of a bitch.
I won't. Don't worry about it. Lart. Lart.
Lart.
Lart. Lart. Lart. Lart. TJ, you ever heard of Ghost?
The musician?
No, there's this radio host who
True Conservative Radio, True Conservative Radio.
Yeah, have you ever? Have
oh
you
my ever, God, you know who that is?
Yeah. Didn't Tristan just remind you of him?
Yeah, a little bit. He needs more cans.wave, but the quality needs to be lower. Like he's talking on the phone.
Right, that was the reference of the century.
I didn't know anybody in the server knew who that fucking was.
Yeah, dude. Like, the three people in the audience who know what True Conservative Radio is right now are going to be like, yes. Oh, that's great.
Oh, my God. I actually, like, I'm in the server of, like, a group of people that would regularly call into True Capitalist Radio to troll him during his radio graffiti segments.
Yeah, that's
You know, he
that's
took, like,
awesome.
Callers.
Yeah.
Holy shit. I used to watch a lot of that back in the day.
Yeah. Hey, Tristan, you alright, bud?
Yeah. I hit my elbow so hard on the floor that I farted. it really hurt. I don't know if the mic picked that up, but I was flopping around on the floor like a fucking fish, and I whacked my arm so hard that I'm just like, oh, and then I let one rip. And then when I got back up, I like tasted it and it was like, ugh.
Yeah, I'll add this and I can insert it later in post. There. Okay. Last sound effect. I'm sorry. Okay.
I fucking bruised my arm. I want to go to bed.
He left a skid mark in his pants like Nick Cannon of avocado. Yeah, it cries.
I want to go home.
Sometimes he kind of dresses up like Nika Kaw Avocado too.
Fuck off, TJ.
Dude, sometimes you do your hair like him too. And you're both vegan.
Okay, I'm leaving. Vegan. I'm done.
Hold on. Nika Kaw's not vegan anymore.
Okay.
Because all he eats is meat now.
Oh, that's true. Well, in more ways than... Well, no, he was always gay. That's true.
No, he only changed being vegan. Which also, Tristan eats a lot of ramen too.
Spaghetto, come back. Please tell us your gay Walmart story, please.
No, you guys keep comparing me to horrible things, and then you keep poking at all of my insecurities, and now I whacked the shit out of my arm, and it's fucking hurting, and I farted. Okay, this has not been a good episode for me. I want to go to bed. And the whole time, I've been so out of it, and then Lars is just like, haha, Spaghetto's high. I'm not high. I'm just tired. Okay, I'm trying.
Did you go to Walmart wearing a solid color shirt, big basketball pants, and you rode around on a mobility scooter harassing all of the people inside the Walmart?
No, okay. I went to Walmart last night because I was extremely ill, and I was wearing a single colored shirt and shorts, and I didn't want to ride on the scooter because I knew you would fucking make fun of me, you fucking prick. So I didn't use it. So I stumbled around in the store using a normal shopping cart as a fucking walker, and...
Okay, Spaghetto Avocado.
All right, guys, if you're listening to this in the audience right now, do you want to hear his gay Walmart story? Yeah, if so, can you guys be nice to him for a second? Like, just for a second. Can you say something nice to Tristan in the chat at discord.gg/thefirstpodcast?
I've been bullied so much this episode. I don't
Just give him some encouraging words. Tell him he's gay. It's okay. He can tell his Walmart story. Okay. Look at this. Spaghetto, I love you. You're amazing. Spaghetto, you're my second favorite YouTuber, that's a pretty big compliment. There's thousands of YouTube channels.
Isn't that like a backhanded compliment, though?
No. Are you kidding me? Being someone's second favorite YouTuber is really high on the list at this point, I think, in 2023. Also, that's probably like second to like Dunkey at this point. How do you take the throne from Dunkey? Yeah, I don't... Tristan, tell us your gay Walmart story. It's okay.
Okay. Everyone sit down. Grab a snack. Get some popcorn. Okay.
Get a glass of orange juice.
Get your popcorn, dude. Get your stromboli.
My only request is as soon as I start getting into this, please just let me cook.
All right, I'll stay silent.
Silent but deadly. Okay, go ahead.
I have this friend. I'm not going to say his actual name, so we'll call him Aaron. His name's Aaron for this story. Aaron is a very nice friend of mine. We got to know each other, and I've liked him a lot. Aaron has a very nice, sensible style of fashion, so everyone always thinks he's gay. And it's been kind of the base foundation of our friendship, because he's not just like a little bit like dressing nice. He's always dressing super duper dapped up all the time. And what makes things worse is people mess with him even more so because his dad is gay. So that's already causes a lot of problems. So now every time like I talk to this friend, Aaron, we always do this kind of like off the cuff, friendly type of flirting where he hates it. But he also, for some reason, reciprocates it really well. And I've asked repeatedly, like, if it bothers him, and he's like, yes, but it's also funny, so I want to keep doing it. So I took it up a notch. I'm like, hey, Aaron, I'm very tired. Do you want to go to Walmart? I know you're tired, too. And he's like, no, I want to go home. And I'm like, okay, let's go to Walmart. So I get Aaron in my shitty little Kia, and we drive to Walmart. As we go inside, we're like walking around the store, grabbing things, looking at things. And it didn't help that I was wearing a rainbow shirt that was really ugly. And it kept pissing off Aaron because that day, three people complimented me on my rainbow shirt instead of the shirt he was wearing, which was a lot better looking. But it pissed him off even more. And as the time went on when we're in Walmart, we started acting really, really sweet towards each other. And by sweet, I would compliment him and call him honey and baby and sweetie and put my arm around him while he looked uncomfortable but still reciprocated it because he thought it was funny. And we did it in front of this old couple that was in the pet aisle. They were grabbing some cat litter and we were looking at the toys. And I'm like squeaking this one toy and I'm like, hey, honey, wouldn't this be great for our little kitten? And he's like, yes, dear. And the old people looked so disgusted, they walked away. And as that happened, it cracked me up thinking, I wonder how far we can take this. So going all throughout the store, I even asked an employee, I'm like, hey, could you help me find a movie? My honey and I, like, we need one for our date tonight. And he's just like, oh my gosh. And the guy is like, and he just pointed to the movie aisle and kind of just walked away. And as we were checking out our groceries and stuff, I'm like, don't worry, sweetie. I'll buy that soda for you. It's okay. And he's, at this point, he's like 10 shades of red. I don't know if it's from anger, embarrassment, or blush, or maybe all three, but the cashier was even laughing a little bit, and I'm like, don't worry, he gets a little embarrassed in public. He's still not used to us being out and about together, but I still love him. And the cashier just kind of laughs, and Aaron got so, like, he was just so done that he walked away. So as that went on, the cashier's name was Isaac, and I'm like, oh my gosh, Isaac is, have you heard of the hit indie game called The Binding of Isaac? And Aaron was like, why do you always bring up that game every time? And then the cashier is like, oh my gosh, I loved that game in high school. And then I'm like, oh my gosh, me too. So then we went on this long tangent about Binding of Isaac. And at this point, Aaron just grabbed his shit and went back to the car. And he's just like laughing so hard, but he's also saying, like, I'm never taking you in public again. So yeah, we decided to display a loving relationship in Walmart, and it made pretty much everyone uncomfortable because I guess that's just how it is. And I don't know why, if he was so uncomfortable, he kept leaning into it and kept on doing it. And then we went to the Dollar Tree, and I bought a bunch of balloons, and I started inhaling them, and I was just like, oh my gosh, this shit's so fucking good. And then I screamed in the parking lot in front of this old couple sitting in their car, and they looked horrified, and they really, like, pulled out of the parking lot quickly as we got back into the car, and then we went home for the night. But that was a good night. You know, we had some dinner, we went to Walmart, we inhaled helium. I don't know, I liked it. It was a good time.
Tristan, so you went on a date with this guy to Walmart, and you guys made dinner together. That sounds like a nice time. I mean,
No. He bought me dinner.
Oh, he bought you dinner. Okay. And then, so which one of you guys pitched and which one of you guys catched?
I'm sorry. I don't like baseball, but it's okay. It was still a good time.
Here, I'll spice up the story a little bit more.
To make a long fucking story short, I put a whole bag of jelly beans up my ass.
There we go.
I think I'm ready for this episode to end. I'm going back to sleep. This shit's not worth it.
Wait, so Tristan, so here's my question. Okay, here's my question. This is for Spaghetto in the abstract, okay? I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about the concept of you, okay? The idea, okay? Tristan.
I'm very cautiously listening.
Okay. So you know how some people are like hipsters and they're like, oh, I ironically like this band because they're stupid, but I listen to them because it's like, it's funny. It's like, you know what I mean? It's like they derive ironic enjoyment out of listening to a band, right? You know, that's like a stereotype for hipsters, right?
I'm still very cautiously listening.
Okay. Well, can we acknowledge that this is a common stereotype?
Sure.
What do you mean, sure? I'm literally just confirming reality with you guys. Can you like confirm reality?
Humor him, trusted, humor him.
You guys get what I'm saying?
You're correct. You are correct. Okay. Holy shit.
DJ, am I on Mars or am I on Earth?
No, I agree with what you're saying.
Why are you eating again?
Stop eating on the fucking podcast. Jesus.
Hey,
this is candy.
Hey, I'm TJ. I'm going to eat some rice real quick. Rice.
Oh, hey, this reminds me of a story. Okay. All right. Okay. Okay. So
I'm gonna drink some water now.
Yeah. So Trestin and I were sitting in a voice call the other day. Why do I have so many of these stories? I have so many Trestin in a voice call stories. So Trestin and I are sitting in a voice chat the other day and he tells me, you guys go ahead and chat. I'm just eating rice and sparkling water. Now, is that not fucking psychopath behavior?
So that, is there nothing on the rice?
No, it's literally just like a bag.
Okay, Lars, this is the third time you've brought this up.
This is the third fucking time.
Is this just the let's fucking annoy Trestin episode?
No, add that to the list of the whitest things that Trestin has ever said.
Okay, it's fuck like off, TJ. Fuck off, Lars. Yes, I understand your hipster analogy. Where were you going with that?
Okay, but it's just funny because it's like the food and drink equivalent of static. It's just
okay.
Eating rice and then drinking sparkling water. There's nothing to it.
That's what it tastes like.
Yeah, it's like nothing. It's literally the most inert thing you can put in your body.
I enjoyed it.
How?
Because I didn't feel good, so I wanted something calm.
My tummy hurts.
Yes, in matter of fact, my tummy did hurt.
That's
not calm,
that's just nothing. That's literally nothing.
Okay, I was hungry, and I still
wanted
to eat.
Shoveling rice into your mouth, just white rice with nothing on it, and just downing it with sparkling water.
Oh, no, hold on. Hold on.
Okay.
Hold on.
Was the sparkling water flavored?
Hold on. Okay, I'm cultured, Lars. It was brown rice.
Okay.
Oh,
so it was TJ's.
No, I'm
rice.
Lying. Okay. It was white rice.
Okay.
Oh.
Get baited.
Can you just imagine like seeing someone in the corner and like just watching them eat a bowl of white rice and like plain sparkling
water?
Yeah,
and then I fell asleep in my Lazy Boy and Lars fucking woke me up with ear rape of the first podcast theme.
Okay. So
yeah, first podcast theme jump scare.
Yeah, so hipsters.
I hate them.
No. I was one.
Okay, let Lars cook.
I'm quoting
TJ,
Trevor
shut the hell up. Let Lars cook, please.
You know how GTA TJ, 5 hated hipsters a lot for some reason?
I'm TJ. I'm a walking reference. I'm an encyclopedia to every cultural
thing. Oh, yeah,
thing
you guys
in the last
used to make references, but you give me shit.
I just want to... I did not kick you, by the way, TJ. That was entirely Trestin. I'm sorry. I just wanted to say this episode went from being my least favorite of the season to being one of my favorites. This is the most scuffed it has ever been. Ever, by far. But...
Look, even if I'm low energy for the day, you have to warm me up. You have to wind me up.
Yeah, we got to stick a crank up your ass and just keep spinning it around until he starts moving.
Well, there we go, Trestin with his mind going to the gutter again.
Typical what do you mean? I fucking Trestin. Live in the Typical no, I fucking live Trestin. In the gutter.
Typical gay. What just happened?
You scared him off again.
Oh God damn it! Okay, can we keep the three of us consistent in the call just for? Just for the rest of the episode.
Trestin, you can go into the hall by yourself.
You don't need to ask to speak, Trestin. You're literally out.
Can I speak, please?
Yes.
Okay, Lars, can you please finish your hipster analogy before I
okay.
explode?
Okay, I would love to. All right, so you know how hipsters, it's like they ironically listen. Okay, So at a certain point, if they keep listening to the band, it's like, well, it's like ironic, but you're kind of, it's like, if you keep listening to them, how ironic can it actually be? Like at a certain point, you're just listening to the band, right?
Sure.
Why did that take 5 seconds?
I had to burp, but I didn't want to burp in the microphone.
I'm explaining cultural facts to you guys right now. Like
I had to burp. I stifled a burp. Jesus Christ.
Well, I was trying to not talk over Tristan, but I guess he wasn't trying to talk over me either.
TJ's eating again!
Stop eating!
Oh my God. I have a piece of hard candy in my mouth.
Why? All right, guys.
No hard anything in your mouth for the rest of the episode, guys. Just stop.
Oh, man. I'll put it away.
I mean, to crunch it into the mic?
Can you guys put your food down and your egos down and just everything just for a second?
Yeah, let me just grab my compressed air and spray it directly in the mic like this. Like that?
Yep. I get to cut that in post. Thanks.
I want this episode to end.
So you know how if a hipster listens to a band ironically a certain amount of times?
Oh my. How many times are you going to repeat the
just
same
let him continue. Let him cook.
No, he's like the Star Wars franchise. All he makes is fucking prequels.
Just continue. Continue, please. Continue.
All right. So,
I hate at this.
At a certain point,
I feel like I'm stuck in limbo.
At a certain point, it loses its irony. And at a certain point, you're just listening to the band, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So at what point does gay Walmart behavior stop being ironic and just become homosexuality is my question. Like, at what point do you cross the gay divide?
I'm ending the episode. Goodbye, guys. Thank you all for tuning into this episode of the first podcast. Check out the Patreon at patreon.com/T1podcast to listen to episodes of the show early and see new videos of myself and Lars early. And make sure to check out our new Discord link. It's discord.com. No, it's not. It's Discord.
It's onlyfans.com/thefirstpodcast.
It's discord.gg/thefirstpodcast. Thank you all. That's about it. Goodbye.
Wait, we're not ending it here, are we?
No, no, of course not. No, no, Tristan, answer the question.
He's dodging the question by trying to end the episode early.
Yeah, I did notice that. Tristan.
Well, Tristan. Yeah, get dunked on, Ohio.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Ohio.
Yeah. Remember Ohio is for Lovers by Hawthorne Heights? Remember the song was like, now cut my wrist and black my eyes. Cut my wrist and black my eyes. You remember that one?
Was it an emo when I was a kid?
So oh, no. Okay. I had an emo phase for like 5 minutes. I was more seen as a kid. Like I had like the hair.
Have you heard that recent Lil Pump song where he tries to do like emo metal and it sounds like garbage?
Yeah, I noticed that like popular music had an emo phase for a while. It was pretty
good. A lot of rap music has been adopting emo aesthetics, I noticed. Listening to that Lil Pump song, it just sounds like it's what people think emo music is. He just read the stereotypes on a Wikipedia article, just going like slit my wrist over and over again.
Here's my question though. Was that actually a Lil Pump song or was that just kind of like someone, you know, splicing it with AI?
Are you bringing up the whole thing about the person making a fake Drake song and it was so convincing that UMG is like taking down uploads of it?
Yeah, it's getting to that point now, man. It's kind of weird.
Well, it's because like it's kind of copying the kind of Drake song where Drake is at his laziest, so it's very easy to copy it.
Yeah, well, isn't everything that Drake does kind of Drake at his laziest? I mean, that's
the past few years, Drake's been pretty lazy.
Yeah, I remember that. Wasn't that one song? He was like, this was a while back at this point, but he was like,
There's a recent song he came out with that's been pretty mid. But are you talking about the one where he's like,
No. It's the one where he's like, no, is that stupid ass song where he was like, he's like, well, last time I was here, not everyone was here, and now there's a bunch of different people here. They weren't here the last time. Who the fuck are they? And it's like, I feel like his entire career has been stupid and pointless, and he's been kind of diddly with Millie Bobby Brown, and I think he can just go jump up his fucking ass and die, to be honest.
I thought you were talking about the song where he's talking to a girl, and then she says she's a lesbian. He's like, yeah, me too.
Yeah, I don't know. I like a couple of his songs, but I'm not like
not a Drizzy fan.
No, I'm not a Drake head, dude. Not for me. Also, he's Canadian, which is like that's sus in and of itself. Diet American. I'm not down.
Now people were commenting because there was another AI Drake song that was made, but the one that we're talking about, there's a quote unquote Weekend feature, and a lot of people commented that it just sounds like the Weekend from his mixtape days and not the current Weekend. Like it's almost as if current Drake, well, this is what Fantano said, but it's like current Drake went back in time, collabed with early Weekend. There, another thing I found out was that there's a fake Oasis album going around too, where they have like an AI Noel Gallagher, and it sounds pretty convincing as like an unreleased Oasis project.
Yeah, I'm waiting for the AI Radiohead. Because at that point, it's like art music can be replicated, and then culture itself will just kind of die. So,
yeah. I wonder what would happen if somebody made a fake track by an artist, but then they didn't say it was made by AI, and they tried to see if like people would fall for it.
Well, I think that's what Louis LaRoche did back with Daft Punk, right? No, he did that with Tama Bangalter with his Peach EP, wasn't it? So that's been tried without AI. That's been like a thing for a while. No, you know what would be really cool though? And I know this is sacrilege as someone who's a huge fan of Daft Punk, by the way. I kind of hope that someone like gets a machine to learn Daft Punk's music so that we could have like a, I know this is going to be sacrilege, but I would love Discovery 2 at some point because we're never going to get it because they stopped.
I saw somebody that made a device, and it was a dubstep producer, but he made like a device in Ableton where you could get it to like just generate a specific genre.
Are you talking about Mubert? Because
it was no. They made it themselves, and it was I'm trying to remember who, because he's like a well-known producer. What was it? Because he did what it was like AI generated rhythm, and then he did like where it would make a new generation every time it looped, so it was always different.
Yeah, no, that's what Mubert does. I've actually been trying to commission some stuff from them because they do AI to generate like new tracks. Like however you can set like the not sponsored by them, by the way. I've just been checking them out. You can set like the beats per minute. You can set the genre or genres. You can set like the mood. You set whether you. Mm-hmm. Like you want it to be like a loop or just like a whole track. You can literally synthesize just music fake, not real music now. It's kind of cool. By the time this episode comes out, by the way, the technology will have moved like a month at that point. So it's almost pointless to talk about it because literally by next month, we'll have like AI Toma and AI Guy-Manuel on a stage somewhere. And it'll be like the return of Daft Punk and people will be like, well, it's AI. And other people will be like, does it make any difference? Because it's like, you know, our human selves will no longer be relevant at that point. So, you know, existence is meaningless and nothing matters is what I'm saying.
I think a point of contention that's probably going to start appearing more is like making new posthumous releases, well, quote unquote posthumous releases by dead artists without their consent or their input. Like if you made a new Michael Jackson album or you made like a new Nirvana album with Kurt Cobain in it or something like that.
I'm okay with that as long as it's marked as like AI Michael Jackson. and then people can choose whether they want to listen to it or not. And I feel like you're gonna get like your Greg Rutkowski types that are gonna be like, oh, I don't like this, and then there's gonna be people who kind of get used to it. And I feel like in a couple generations, it's just gonna be completely normal.
I found the Twitter thread I was looking for. It was Infect made basically like a. Well, he started out with Rhythm, but like every, I don't know how often he's doing it, but he makes like a new one for a different genre. So I was like, oh, and I'm making a tear out generator now. But I'm not sure if this is actually 100% AI, but that's okay. What I was thinking of.
DJ,
what'd you say? Hello,
DJ.
What?
Guys.
Hello.
Guys.
Lars.
Guys.
Hello.
Guys. 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 Guys.